Hello all, welcome back to our channel. My name is Jay and I am project manager here at SC Discovery. And today we'll be discussing about the Google Data Studio, which is a free tool to create the reports. Although there are many other tools in the market, but this is a free tool and the other tools will cost you a lot. So this is a very good tool to use. And today we'll be covering about all these topics. So let me connect you directly to the Data Studio. Yeah, to use the Data Studio, you just need to visit datastudio.google.com and then you have to just click use it for free. So after clicking here, it will take you to the login dashboard where you just need to log in with your Gmail ID. And let me just connect this. And after connecting this, it will show you a dashboard here. And in this dashboard, you have different tabs here. Reports, data source and explore. And then there are many other pre-built templates which you can use. And but today I'll show you a blank template, how to create a fresh report. So just click on blank, and then it will pop up. It will pop up me to connect with the data source. There are many data sources here which you can connect and pull up the data. And today I'll be just covering this Google Analytics. So after clicking on Google Analytics, it will show me all the properties that are in my account. So let me just connect with the Google Merchandise free store. Okay, this is the name of the store. I'll click this master view and I'll add this. So after adding this, let me just connect this again. Add to report. So after adding the data source, you will get various like options to add the data. So you can add like tables from here, pie chart, you can add the scoreboard, you can add. So let me just show you with the scoreboard. Let's suppose I want to get the all users who visited my website in the last month. So in the data, here in the data, you can filter out all the data, and in styling you can change the layout of this scoreboard, like color or background or borders. And so here in the metrics, you can use, like, you want to check the organic visitor or the goals or the users or session. So let me just click this users, just click on users, and then this is the default date range. And then you can add filters to your data. Like if you want to exclude traffic from a particular city or from a particular country, then you can add this filter. And in styling, you can add, like, if you want to align your text, let's suppose I want to align this to center. Okay, so this is the alignment. Or if I want to add border to, like, background color to my scoreboard. So although this all you can explore, and here are the different options that allows you to add the data in various formats. So basically, and once you need to connect a different data source, so you just need to visit resources and manage added data source. After clicking here, you can just click add a data source. And let's suppose this time I want to connect my Google Sheets. So I'll just click Google Sheets, and let's suppose I'll just click link building services or this sheet. So I just click on add. So this will connect my data studio with that particular sheet. So in this way, you can add various data sources here, and there are different themes as well, so which you can easily change. So if you want to change any theme, you can easily change here. So that's all for today, and in the next video we'll be covering this data studio in deep, like how we can add filters, how we can create a customized report that will look great to the clients. So that will be covering in the next video. Thanks for today. Please subscribe to our channel and stay connected. Thank you.